Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everyone, this is Father Spoon.
And this is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you live from a remote location this time. We are down at Jekyll and Hyde in the historic south side of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To be exact, we're at 140 South 18th Street, which is about three blocks up from, I believe, South Carson.
Yep.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with Jekyll and Hyde, it's the only bar in Pittsburgh that celebrates Halloween all year round. The outside of the bar is keeping with the rest of the buildings in the neighborhood, which is a pretty much like an old steel mill town type area. And the interior looks like something straight out of a haunted house.
We got customers.
We got customers. We've got everything going on tonight.
People filtering in while we're recording. This
absolutely
kicks ass, man.
Okay, so what's this first one that we're going to be starting here, Mr. Sick Puppy?
Well, this first one, we're kind of winging it tonight, going off the cuff with the beers. And this place has a lot of evil-themed beers. I'm sure Brother Chud from the Beer Report would love this.
Especially since it's a Halloween style.
Yeah, exactly, man.
24-7, 376.
Speaking of
365. I haven't even started yet.
Speaking of 24, we have a 24-ounce can. Yes, we're doing cans.
Probably one of the only cans we'll be doing this evening.
This is Evil Eye Ojo Malo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know. But this is a 10% beer. High gravity lager.
The 22 or 24 ounce?
24.
Well, what's a big one?
This is brewed by the Mulaney Brewing Company out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. So we're going to give this one a shot.
One thing I do have to say about Jekyll and Hyde here is there's a lot of black lights in here.
Yeah, it's very dark and evil looking in this place. We'll post the pictures up when we throw this episode up.
So when we're trying to read the cans and the bottles, kind of pardon us a little bit because it's a little bit difficult to see.
Yeah.
And we don't have lights.
Like I said, we're kind of winging it on this one. So.
But hey, that's what makes live episodes a good one.
Hell yeah. Off the cuff, brother.
All right, so let's...
Cheers, man. Let's try this.
Oh.
Wow, that's thick and sweet at the same time.
That actually tastes like a... it's got the aroma of a Beast Ice.
It does taste kind of like Beast Ice, dude.
Take a good whiff of that. Get some nose on that thing.
This does remind me of a Beast Ice.
Oh,
and for those of you not familiar with that coin term, that's Old Milwaukee's best
ice. 5.9%.
But this is 10, so this wins.
And in the state of Pennsylvania, that is going for about roughly $12.49 a 30-pack. In cans, of course.
Well, you probably get two cans of the Evil Eye for... $12. It's a sweet beer. It's not bad.
Yeah, once you get past the aroma, it's not that bad at all.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I'm having issues with right now is trying to get past the whole aroma.
It's high gravity, so you can taste that the alcohol in the beer. It's pretty strong.
But it's not overpowering.
No, not at all. Not at all. The sweetness, I think, kind of balances it out.
Take another drink here. But, yeah, this is we didn't get really that much head on it either.
No, not at all.
So it's not something where you should sit there and try to do the
what the hell do you
typical,
expect out of a can?
Yeah, don't go for the two-finger pour on this one because you ain't going to get it.
I think this is a beer drank for purpose and not taste anyway, I think. What do you, huh?
Well, you know what?
You agree?
As I take a couple more drinks of this.
Getting worse or getting better?
The nose on this is actually changing. It's
really?
It's kind of reminding me of cough syrup.
I haven't had a second drink yet, but don't put that thought in my head. Let me try this.
It's going for it. Oh, I wish I had a picture of that face.
Yeah, that's... See, now that you put that thought in my head, it does taste like cough syrup.
It's because I'm a prick like that.
Well, at least we won't be sick this evening.
Well, at least not until tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. I can imagine if you drank a ton of this, you'd have a hell of a hangover in the morning.
It's an antibiotic beer.
Who says beer's unhealthy? Medicinal brew.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we're splitting this.
Yeah, this is a big-ass can. We got some more beers to go, so we're dividing this one up because we were very unsure about this one.
Yeah, we weren't too sure what we're going to do.
We're not normally canned drinkers.
I don't think it's not worthy of a chug because I do kind of like the flavor
a
little bit.
Yeah, so do I.
The nose on is what's ruining for me.
It's different for me every time I take a drink, but I think it might have ruined it for me on that last little swill there when you said cough syrup. Trying to get over that.
I never said which type of cough syrup. If it's NyQuil, you're going to start to see shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Do not operate heavy machinery.
Machinery.
All right, I'm taking another swig spoon.
Go for it. They do have a billiards table here, which is made specifically for Blacklight for all of you billiard aficionados.
Yeah, the border glows in the dark.
But just so you know, if you do put your drink on the table, you will be barred.
Yeah, they'll kick your ass out. That's a no-no.
It's a very big no-no. And judging by the few amount of stains on the table, on the nice purple felt, I don't think very many people have put their drinks on there.
Exactly.
Plus, we've seen the bouncer here, and, I wouldn't mess with him.
That dude, boy. He's a cool dude, man. They draw a pretty good crowd here. Good mix of people, I'd say. It's not all your everyday freaks.
Yeah, we got here a little bit earlier in the evening, so we had time to set up. And this place is usually packed with people around town.
College crowd sometimes, I guess.
College crowd, like mid-20s.
Right.
It's pretty much the whole Halloween theme is what people love around here.
Yeah. And while he's here, we have our unofficial sound guy here with us tonight.
Proving once again that SIDT does have a staff.
We have a staff.
We have an intern. We have a beer goddess. We have Sister Lushy.
Yeah.
And now we also have a sound guy.
Say hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
That's Mike.
Man, a few words. I'm going to see if Mike likes this beer. Take a swig of that.
Let's see. The nice thing is
Mike's trying to evil eye. He's a Miller Lite drinker, and he's going to crank up some evil eye. We'll see what he thinks.
Mike's the one that makes us sound pretty.
What do you think?
Oh!
You got bitter beer face on that one, man. I got two words for you, Mike. Cough syrup? What do you think?
What's it taste like?
Well, it looked really pale. It looked like some kind of watery stuff.
Yeah, it's way lighter than it tastes, huh?
The ginger ale type bubbles really hit me by surprise there.
It's like a cross between ginger ale and cough syrup.
I'm not tasting the cough syrup.
No?
I'm getting the cough syrup from the nose.
Yeah.
I get the aroma of it, but not the taste.
I don't think Mikey approves.
I'm feeling it now.
See?
Are you? You getting that?
Yeah.
I think as long as that idea is planted in your head, you're like, oh, yeah, there it is.
It took a while for the aftertaste to kick in.
I mean, I don't think it's a horrible beer, but I don't think I'd party with this shit.
Once again, proving that Father Spoon is in your head.
It just kind of got me by surprise.
Yes.
It's a surprising beer.
It's a sneaky beer.
It's an evil eye.
He's washing it down with a Miller Lite.
But you know what? That might not be a bad idea.
You football beer. He's cleansing his palate with a Miller Lite.
See, like I said,
I don't know if that's possible.
Like I said, it reminded me of the Beast Ice. And if you're washing it down with the Miller Lite, hey, you got the same kind of products going on here.
How can you wash out a bad taste in your mouth with no taste?
Here on Should I Drink That, we can do it.
Yeah.
Because we're scientists.
We experiment here a lot, if you haven't noticed by now.
We experiment with a lot of things. A lot of things that most normal people wouldn't try, which
right.
is why we drink it. So you don't have to.
All right, give me a cheer spoon. This is our double-digit episode. It's number 10, so cheers, you fuck.
That's right. It is number 10. We're in double digits now.
Double digits, man. We're hitting the pro circuit.
Oh, this is great. We already have, like, a mock fight breaking out. Oh, yeah, we got a mock fight breaking out. We got a...
The guy he's talking about skateboarded his way into the bar. That's how cool this place is. Where else can you do that?
Okay, so I'm getting towards the bottom of my glass here.
Yeah,
which is glowing.
You know, I'm glad we split this because I'm not sure I could down a whole can of this.
Yeah, this would be kind of tough to down a whole can.
I mean, it's good. I would actually sit at home with this, and this is a sipper for me. I'd sip this beer.
Well, you know what? You could finish a whole can, but at the rate that we're going to have to go this evening.
Right. I mean, for me, dude, I mean, goddamn, look at the can.
You like it, just because it's black.
It's called Evil Eye, for Christ's sake.
Evil Eye.
It's got party potential, but once you start drinking it, you realize this is a sipper.
Fancy party.
You know why? Because it's
fancy yuppie party with Evil Eye beers. It's a good Halloween beer for the yuppie folk.
It's because it's business in the front and party in
the back. Wow.
It's my mullet beer for the evening.
There's a local Pittsburgh term if I ever heard one.
Hopefully most people know what mullets are.
Mullet.
Hopefully most people are old enough to know what mullet. In fact,
you know what? Back in the 80s, this town was famous for that, and there's still some leftovers walking around.
Here's the rule, basically. If you know what a mullet is, you're old enough to listen to this show. If you don't...
If you really know what a mullet is, that means you had one at one point in your life.
Along with your members-only jacket.
Wow.
Which Sick Puppy got a couple of.
Never had a members-only jacket. That's creepy.
All right, so what do you say? You want to finish the rest of these here?
Yeah, I'm going to finish my Evil Eye, and we're going to pause for a moment and get back to you guys with another beer. We'll be right back.
I taste grapes.
All right, we're back from our break. We got a couple new beers that we'll be talking about here real quick. And right now, I'd like to introduce the most beautiful bartender on the south side. Her name is Carmella, and she's going to talk about Jekyll and Hyde's a bit and tell you guys what it's all about. Go ahead, Carmella. Tell us a little bit about Jekyll and Hyde's.
Wow. Thanks, Sick Puppy, for that awesome introduction.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. I have been managing Jekyll and Hyde for about 9 years now. And this bar is pretty unique in the fact that we're Halloween pretty much every day of the year.
I love that.
Yeah. But it's a fun Halloween. It's not, like, scary. I mean, we do have some ghosts and ghouls and skeletons hanging around, but it's all in good taste, and it just makes the place extremely unique. We have some drinks that are our own signature drinks called the Evil Drinks and Evil Shots. We concocted them, and we have menus in the bar, and they go over extremely well. They taste awesome, and we usually throw some glow-in-the-dark fingers and spiders in them, which
awesome.
Adds more to the novelty. They are also put in their own unique neon glow glass.
We got glow-in-the-dark shot glasses here on the table right now.
We do a halfway to Halloween party every year, which is usually like right at the end of April, the 1st of May. We just finished up with Halloween, which was awesome. So many great costumes and so many great customers coming in and out of the doors here. I love working here. We try to play scary movies whenever we can, and whenever we think about it, we have a 100-inch screen TV we pull down, and we also do Friday the 13th parties.
Awesome.
Which we just started doing that a few years back. I wish I would have thought of that longer ago.
But we might have to do a show from that one.
We played Jason movies all night long, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Awesome. Do you want to tell us about the shot that me and Spoon are about to down?
This is our Black Magic shot.
Magic Woman.
And it consists of Black House and Great Pucker. And it's one of our, very popular evil shots. I think you guys will really like it.
Well, Spoon, let's give this shot a shot. What do you think?
I'm drinking Pucker, so this should be interesting.
Yeah. Cheers, bastard.
Cheers.
Here's the Carmella.
Oh, wow, that's good. Ooh.
Wow.
You definitely have a couple of these tonight.
I'm not really big into, foo-foo shots, but that ain't bad.
Well, we have probably about 10, so you can try them all.
That's what I love about this place. All the names of the shots and the drinks are severely evil, but they're all, foo-foo shots that anyone can handle.
Yeah, and, our beers, too. We have, an evil beer list, which you guys have drank the Evil Eye.
That's what attracted me to this place in the first place, other than you, of course.
Oh, right, exactly. And you're drinking the Young's Old Nick now that has the devil on the front.
Yeah, that's our next beer, and our listeners pretty much know by now that we hate, despise barley wines.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to give this one a shot.
So you've never had this one?
No. I try and, especially me, I try and shy away from the barley wines because everyone I've had so far tastes like ass.
I don't know. This is a really, good, popular barley wine. It really is. So, I mean,
is there a popular barley wine?
This is it. This is the one. Young's Old Nick.
I mean, I love the Stone Brewery, but I hate their barley wine. So, you know.
You're going to love this.
Are you sure?
Yep, definitely.
I don't know, Spoon. I'm going into this with an open mind.
I know, I'm a huge advocate against barley wine, so I'm taking her word on this one.
Don't be scared, guys.
We trust you, Carmella. We really do.
You should.
Obviously, you're not allowed to try a beer with us, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not. But I'm there in spirit. Definitely there.
She's going to stick around for this to see if we wince in pain, I guess, make fun of us. Feel free to bash us on the mic. That's what we're all about.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do that? I can quit being
so
nice?
Oh, yeah. We're pricks on this show, so feel free to say whatever the hell you want.
But you've been so nice to me. How can I be mean to you?
How the hell can I be mean to you? Come on now. But, you know, this is an internet show.
I have to comment on your T-shirt, though. You're wearing a T-shirt, Sick Puppy, that says, "It ain't gonna suck itself." Can you tell me what that means?
It's pretty straightforward, don't you think?
Well, for all the customers, for all of the
for all them girls out there thinking and looking at me going, I'm just telling them right up front, hey.
Well, you know, I like an honest man.
Yeah, you know, and everybody on this podcast that listens to us, all 12 of you, knows I have a sick sense of humor anyway, so, you know, it goes with the territory.
That is the other nice thing, too, with having a podcast on the internet, is the fact that really there is no censoring on here. You can say whatever you want.
There's
no
FCC rules on the internet, so if you want to drop an F-bomb, Carmella, or tell us to go fuck ourselves, that's fine.
Well, you know, if I had a couple drinks in me, that very well would probably happen.
I'll have to do another show with a couple drinks in her. What do you think, Spoon?
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, let me tell you.
You are invited. I'm pouring my Old Nick now, and it looks dark and syrupy and very much like a friggin' barley wine.
It looks like a 10W40 or 10W20. What is that oil?
I was going to say that, but you beat me to it. Holy shit.
In a good way, though.
I don't know, is it?
It looks that way in a good way, yeah.
Oh, that smells like a barley wine. We're going to let Carmella go. She has some customers to take care of. Thank you, Carmella. That was Carmella, the bartender of Jekyll and Hyde.
I don't know if this is the proper mood music or not here. We got Lenny Kravitz playing.
Yeah, we got some background music. I already poured my Old Nick. How about you, man?
No, mine's already poured. I think that was a really good history of this place, too. Overview.
This is a great bar. This is my new hot spot, man. My old bar closed down, which I won't mention because we're pimping Jekyll and Hyde right now. So this is my new home.
If you want like a really unique experience here in Pittsburgh,
definitely
check out this place.
Check out Jekyll and Hyde, man. It's off the beaten path. I mean,
three blocks from South Carson.
Three blocks from Carson Street. You know, Carson Street's the main drag of Pittsburgh, and this is just a little bit off the beaten path, and it's well worth hunting down.
And if you are worried about, since you are in Pittsburgh on the south side and everything, this is a pretty safe neighborhood.
There's a police station right across the street from the bar, so worries there.
You don't have to worry about too many people fucking with you while you're here.
I got to worry about stumbling out of here and pissing on a police car.
That's why we have the official SIDT chauffeur for the evening.
Yeah. I love you, Lushy.
God bless you, Sister Lushy. Okay, so you ready to give this one a shot? It's barley wine.
Not really.
It's 7.2%. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the alcohol content was.
It's pretty low for most of your barley wines. Most of the barley wines we have are around 11%.
Yeah, I mean, this is a low-gravity barley wine. So, and Sound Man Mike is back to watch us partake in the barley wines.
Which he will be partaking in also.
I don't know if you know this, Mike, but we despise barley wines. They're pretty much panther piss. But we're going to give this one a shot because that's what we're all about.
Absolutely.
It must be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a devil on it.
Satan's
cool.
on the label, so I had to check it out.
Okay.
All right. Cheers, you
cheers,
bastard.
Dude.
Let's try this crap.
Ooh. You know what? I don't mind this too much.
Carmella just yelled out, uh-oh, when she saw us drinking this.
You know what? I'm getting a nice little malt taste to it.
You know, there's a lot of malt in this. This ain't actually that bad, dude.
I find it hard to believe that this is a barley wine.
I have sound guy Mike give it a shot, see if he gets the bitter beer face again. There's a lot of malt in that. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
That's not bad at all. Give it a shot there.
He's giving us both the evil
sound
eye.
Guy, Mike. He already had the evil eye. What
he's
the hell?
He's giving us the big sigh. Like, oh,
it's already a thumbs down on the first one.
These fuckers are making me try this.
And Mike's not a craft beer drinker, so his
he's opinion switching it
is,
around. How's it taste?
What do you think?
Yes? No? No, he's shaking,
he's
his,
shaking
head.
His head. No, he don't even want to talk about it. You don't like? No?
You know what?
Not even as an evening sipper?
No.
Not like a, you know, wide wine glass kind of a thing? Snifter? No? Enjoyable evening with the old lady and a nice, fine old Nick barley wine?
You know what?
They don't sell it at the
stadium. I don't drink it. He says if they don't sell it at the stadium in
which
Pittsburgh,
stadium?
He doesn't drink it.
Any stadium.
Because you know what? If
he likes football beers.
Since PNC Park's starting to become such a yuppie place to go, you know, with their foods and everything, I'm honestly surprised they don't have a better beer selection.
Dude, this is Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, at Pirate Games, you're paying $7 for a Yingling.
Exactly. If you get a craft beer in a draft at a stadium, it's going to cost you $14.50 probably.
That's true. But see, the other thing, too, is they have the elite cigar bar there at PNC Park, too.
So why aren't there yuppie beers in that? At least they should have, like, some Sam Smith or something.
You know why? Because they have top-shelf gin, which made me a very happy person.
Well, I am definitely not a cold gin time again kind of guy. Because I drink all my whiskey and hard liquor straight. And gin, right out of the bottle,
see, I'm a fan
burns like a bitch.
I'm a fan of the gin. I love the gin.
But you mix it with other stuff.
Sometimes. It depends how adventurous I want to be for the evening.
How drunk you are already.
Yeah. Whenever I'm toasting the real happy hour there, I always bring out the gin.
Nice.
I tip one back. I say, Kurt Johnson, you prick, this is for you.
I'm old. Every time I hear the word gin, I keep thinking of an old Kiss song. It's called Gin Time Again. Yeah. I'm not going to sing, so.
I love Kiss.
Yeah, I know.
I fucking love those guys.
All right. Cheers, man. Let's get a clink in here.
See if we can get a clink to pick up.
We're way across the table from each other, so that's going to be a rough one.
And this table is still too small to play beer pong on it, so we can't do that later.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Carmella, we like it.
You like it?
Yes.
We like it.
The first initial taste was
like
raunchy, but the aftertaste and it was all right, man. I could drink this.
When I get the aroma for it, it's like a slight hint of banana.
Well,
also
the big
on
thing
it.
For me is, would I buy this again? And I'd have to say yes.
I'd absolutely buy this again.
It's got a lot of malt flavor to it, which I like. It overtakes that fruity piss taste I hate in barley wines.
That strong piss taste.
Strong brandy fucking lambic style piss taste in your barley wines.
Those are from your days growing up out there in the country. Where all you guys drank there was the gasoline.
Mike the sound guy is trying to pimp an event here coming up.
Yeah, there's a couple events here that we're going to be talking about
this
that are coming up.
Enjoy the Bikini Bartenders on Steelers Sundays at Jekyll and Hyde on the south side. $1.50, shall I say, Miller Lights. And our complimentary buffet, kielbasa, kraut, and pierogies.
Which is a staple of every Pittsburgher's
that's
diet.
Pittsburgh deal, yeah. Stick around for nighttime DJ Luke Duke and $2 You Call It.
Which actually is...
What the hell is a $2 You Call It? We'll have to ask Carmella about that.
You Call It is $2. It's not very difficult. Come on.
You call what? What are we calling?
Whatever the fuck you want.
1-900 numbers? What?
I got a real genius here on the
show. I've never ever had a 1-900 number that costs more than or less than $2.
That's why you use somebody else's phone.
That's a sports thing, isn't it?
Or Groucho's Visa.
Nice. Yeah, he canceled that fucker. The bastard.
I'm liking this. I'm liking the bar of the wine, though.
You know what? This is history in the making for SIDT. This is the first. I've tried probably. Since we've been doing this show, I've probably tried a dozen barley wines, which I despise. This barley wine, for Sick Puppy, is very drinkable. I would buy this again. I wouldn't buy the damn six-pack or the case, but I'd buy single bottles of it.
Well, you know what? It's got a nice body to it.
Yeah.
It's not overly strong.
It's backed by a lot of malt, which I love.
That's why I'm having a hard time believing this is a barley wine.
I know, dude. It's a fake barley wine. Should we say that?
It's a fake barley wine.
Anybody that's out there has had old Nick before that really understands how they brew the barley wine, let us know, because this is the most unique barley wine I've ever had, and it's actually one I like.
Well, this is made from Young's Brewery, which is the oldest one
in England. Yeah, it's Young's.
Britain's oldest.
And now, when I decided to drink this barley wine for this show, I saw it was from Young's. And, you know, it's a great brewery, so I figured, hey, what the hell, I'll give it a shot.
And they do give you a heads up. You are supposed to serve this at 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Of course.
We don't do Celsius on this show.
No. But my beer fridge at home is set at in the 50s.
Celsius.
In the 50s.
I hope it's not 50 degrees Celsius. We got issues.
No. 50 degrees Kelvin.
What the hell is that?
Do some math there, sound boy. What is that?
Get the Kelvin reading on this one.
How many Fahrenheit is 50 degrees Kelvin or Celsius?
Add 273.
Let's call a Canadian.
It's not from the Canada, though.
Not from the Canada.
The Canada.
I've been to the Canada.
I was at the Canada
yes.
a couple weeks ago.
And you brought back them fucking New York beers we had in our last episode.
That was the month before that.
Panther piss, dude. I like two beers out of an entire case of shit.
Well, you know,
if you don't know what the hell we're talking about, just rewind and listen to episode 9, part 1, 2, and 3, soon to be released.
Actually, by the time this airs, they would have been released.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I would like to take this time to make some apologies for
It's time for the ShouldIDrinkThat.com apology section.
Now, this isn't a normal thing, but since our last show was...
Father Spoon, you go ahead, because Sick Puppy does not apologize for anything.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if I piss off the Pope.
Now, here's the deal.
Sorry, dude.
We don't usually make apologies. But since our last episode, we started drinking at 9:30 at night and went to about 4 in the morning.
This is the marathon show. Yeah. This was a three-parter.
Yeah. So
we went so long, the end of the audio cut out, and we lost it.
So here are my apologies for this, just because, we got extremely loaded.
Keyword, my apologies for Spoon.
These
Sick
are
Puppy
my apologies.
Will not or never will apologize for anything on this show.
So my first one would be for part one of it. Where I said Ithaca Brewing was founded in 1985. It was actually
Is that an apology or
is it
just a fuck up?
That's why I'm apologizing for
it. All right, I'll give you that.
It was not founded in 1985. It was 1995.
95.
And then in part two, I had this little spiel where I started talking about Greece too. And
wanted to edit that whole thing out, but I left some in just to make you look like an ass.
Yeah, basically, I have a bad taste in 1980s. Movie musicals.
But he not only saw the movie, he went to the show.
The show sucked. I went to the show for Grease 1. Grease 2 was just an abomination. But it did have Michelle Pfeiffer in leather.
I'll give you that.
See? Yeah, give me that one.
But that's it.
Okay.
Nothing on it.
Yeah, we're going to go past that now.
All right.
For part 3 of episode 9, I'd like to apologize to the beer goddess for not having enough beer for her by the time she came home.
And for our editing glitch.
Yes.
I will apologize for that, because she is the beer goddess.
Yeah, we're actually apologizing for the laptop for getting drunk, because it's the laptop's fault that we lost the audio for the Wailing Wench.
Hardware gets drunk.
And that's pretty much it, because that's all I could find out, the fuck-ups that I did. This isn't going to be a common thing. It's just something that happened because we had... You know, three separate episodes for you guys.
Unlike other beer podcasts, we don't have a fax machine asking for apologies because Sick Puppy don't give a shit.
It's just the Catholic guilt in me wanting to give that. That's basically it. So you almost done with your beer here? We're about halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, dude, don't ever ask me if I'm done with my beer, because if you need me to be done with it, it shall be done.
That is true. And we got some more new music playing here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got background ambiance.
We are in a public bar after all.
Yeah, exactly. So go ahead, dude, and tell everybody where we were at last weekend.
Last weekend.
Mike the Sound Guy should have been there. He would have loved it. And there's another one coming up in August, I believe, of next year. It's the same place.
August of 2007. I don't know if it's the same place.
Oh, well, yeah, it might be a different location, but they're having another, PodCamp,
yes.
We'll call it?
It was the Pittsburgh PodCamp. And for those of you unfamiliar with the PodCamp, it's basically a place for podcasters, bloggers, vloggers, anyone that's interested in the media aspect of all this publishing to get together, share ideas. You know, it's meet and greet, rub elbows with the big wigs there, the people that have made it more famous on the spectrum.
A lot of great people there, man.
Whereas we're on the less popular end of the spectrum.
We're the amateurs on the pro circuit.
But yeah, it was a pretty cool time. We were down at Pittsburgh
Filmmakers. Was awesome. We learned a lot and met some great people.
Yeah, it was down in Pittsburgh Filmmakers in North Oakland. It was a two-day extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
And check out...
And I was sober enough to make it both days.
Yes. Well, the second day was questionable.
Yeah. The second day was a little rough for us here at SIDT, but we prevailed.
But for more information, check out the PodCampPittsburgh.com website. It's got all the info on there. And we did meet some really great people there. One of the ones that we had the most fun with was one of the sessions for Podcasting and Your Fans.
Oh, them guys were hilarious, man.
It was the members of the Wrestling Mayhem show.
Spoon, I am not a wrestling fan. I used to be in the past, but I may become another one, a refreshed wrestling fan, just because of these guys.
Those guys were so much fun.
They were so much fun. Their heart was so into wrestling. I respected that.
They actually did demos for us of hitting each other with a chair over the head, over the back. The one guy took a kick to the face.
And he hit the wall.
It was Doc Remedy took the kick to the face.
Yeah. We're talking about it downstairs afterwards, and the guy that was heading up the podcast was like, oh, shit, I was afraid that they were going to do that.
Well, you know, it's only
appropriate. No damage was done.
It's only appropriate that wrestling podcast and beer podcast have things in common.
And this one goes out to you guys. If you guys are listening, woo!
Woo! Yes, Doc Remedy, Lunchbox, DJ Sorg, and Chad the Shad.
You guys are the best, man.
Had a great time.
You were a blast.
And, the first day was pretty much, you know, it's just classes here and there, getting to know everyone.
Right.
We got to meet Alex Lindsay from Pixel Corp, which did a huge presentation for us on how to use the green screen, which was very cool. And he worked with Lucasfilms and how many other things? It's a couple different companies, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure off the top of my head what they are.
And then there was also, of course, you know, we had the cast from Something to Be Desired. There was
great show. If you guys ever had a chance to check that out, it's a phenomenal internet television show.
Yeah, it's a Pittsburgh
internet TV.
It's a Pittsburgh-based webcast or web show, I should say. And we met. Let's see, there was Justin, Ann, Eric, and Lacey. I think they were the ones that we had talked to. All of us hung out afterwards at the Tiki Lounge down the south side.
With the Tiki Bar crowd, TikiBarTV.com.
And of course, you know, we can't leave out the Tiki Bar people who are actually at the pod camp from TikiBarTV.com. There was Johnny Lala. And one of my personal favorites, I have to say, was meeting Chris Brogan, who is one of the founders of pod camp up there in Boston and also a member of Network2.com. Great guy. He gave me the finger multiple times. I'm assuming that means, peace and love.
I might have initiated that because that's the way I say hello to most people.
That is definitely a good thing. And, we had a good conversation, too, with Jeff from Podsy.
Podsy, a great guy.
Yes, he taught us the wonders of being snaky.
Snaky.
Which is a new term that I'm going to be using.
Coined a new term for us here at SIDT.
I guess that's how they use it up there in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I did have a good conversation, too, with George Smith from the 1 Minute How To podcast. I had talked to him, read a couple of the posts that he had made there on the podcasting news group.
Yeah, I listened to he has a lockpick one that I was thoroughly enthralled in because I do that myself on a side hobby kind of a thing. But it's not like the movies. When you pick a lock, it's not like you like put shit in the lock and 2 seconds later you get the lock open. It's like 15 minutes later, you finally open the lock.
Hey, but what a great idea for a podcast,
I am an amateur,
though.
But, it's a great podcast, man.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, you know, check that out. We will have links for all these shows, too, by the way, on our in our show notes.
Yeah, well, they're also on our forums as well.
Yeah, they are.
So, you bastards want to, you know,
who else did we talk? Oh, that's right.
Want to sign up? Sign up for the forums, man. Talk with us.
There's a link right off of the front page and also the podcasting blog.
It's called Forums.
Forum, yeah, you can't miss that. Oh, and there was Kimberly Reed,
Kimberly
the photographer.
Reed, great photographer,
oh,
great
my God.
Girl.
Her pictures were insane.
She was a lot of fun, man.
If you go to our site, too, there's a link to, and also from the PodCamp site, there's a link to Flickr, which if you use the tag PodCamp Pittsburgh,
right.
You'll see a lot of her pictures on there. Oh, my God, phenomenal pictures. Absolutely loved her pictures. And let's see. I'm trying to go through all the names. And I'm sorry if we forget somebody because there were so many people that we met.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. One I really was impressed with is aliveinbaghdad.com.
Oh, Brian Conley.
Brian Conley is a great guy, and that's a hell of a podcast.
What did he end up with? It was like seven bloggies?
Vloggies.
That's right, the video.
He does a video podcast and audio and also a blog. It's a, kind of a combination of all three things that he's actually in Baghdad, and he lets Iraqis like do media.
Like show what it's really like over there.
Yeah. They give their own opinions of what's going on over there and, you know, get their personal, basically their personal opinions and ideas of how they feel about the war and how we're treating them and everything. It's a great, great resource.
Now, the one person that really surprised me, I think it was just like, I don't know if it was a culture shock or what, was
who's that?
Andrew Barron from Rocket Boom.
Rocket Boom.
I never expected him. Like, when I physically saw him, I never expected him to be the guy that actually started Rocket Boom.
I agree, dude. No offense to you, brother, but I agree, man.
He was polite, well-spoken.
Well-spoken, yeah.
Like a really genuine guy. And
yeah.
I honestly thought that maybe the guy from Rocket Boom would be like a real pain in the ass or something. But no, he was really cool with everyone. He took his time to talk to us, you know, talk to everyone that was there. And that was the nice thing with PodCamp, too, is the fact that we could get up close and talk to these people, like, individuals, not as, you know, oh, my God, you're like a celebrity and stuff. Holy shit.
If anyone here that's listening to us is local, try and make it to next year's podcast. PodCamp, I should say.
Yeah, it's, like we said, it's geared towards August of 2007.
You don't have to be a total geek, and it's geared towards beginners.
There was a lot of people that wanted to get into podcasting.
There's a lot of people that didn't even have podcasts and blogs, and
it's a great place to find out more about what's going on.
Right, it's a great place to spread the word, and Pittsburgh's going to be a huge hub for internet media.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as, you know, video television and internet television, I should say.
The one thing that really surprised me was how many podcasters we actually have here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was actually kind of shocked at the crowd, man.
I mean, of course, you know, I know of us. I know of a few others. But when I saw that group of people, there was like 180 people that were at this. And just talking to them and see how passionate everyone is for this.
Great bunch of people, too,
it
man.
Lit a fire again like I haven't had in
exactly.
years. I was like, holy shit. This is
if
really
cool. If that PodCamp did anything for Sick Puppy, it kicked a creative spark that
absolutely.
Was dormant for a long time.
Yeah, so you, within the next few months or month and a half or whatever, you're going to see a complete revamp of shouldidrinkthat.com. I mean, we have a whole new batch of ideas that we've been writing down. Ever since day one of PodCamp, we started brainstorming.
We're
going
to start selling porn. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we could. I don't think
that's a whole different site. We'll just link to it.
But yeah, it's just everything was just, it was like nirvana that weekend. Seriously,
that was great, I was awestruck.
Man.
Yeah,
I've never
Me
had
too,
that
man.
That much inspiration.
I had
it was
so much fun there, and I was.
It was
so
such a
impressed.
Brain dump of
exactly.
information.
It was
great.
Man. And you know, to get other people's ideas, and
I was actually really thrilled just the fact that, oh my God, there's this many people that are as passionate about podcasting
right,
as we
exactly.
are, and that we can just talk to on a regular basis, and now. I know that Justin from Something to Be Desired has started up a web community for all of us.
Did you talk about Something to Be Desired? That's
yeah.
really hard to say after about
something
4 beers.
Something to be desired.
Something to be desired.
.com. I talked about that a little bit. They're in their fourth season.
I can't even say the acronym.
Because it's very close to SIDT.
I know, dude. I know. I get confused.
STBD, SIDT.
STD, whatever.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, they were all a great bunch of people, too. It's, you know, everyone took their time, you know, to answer questions and to ask questions, too, about
yeah,
the rest of us.
Exactly.
You know, what do we do? What are you doing different than I'm doing? How can we improve it?
Right.
Very cool.
I mean, we even talked about what we hate that we do and, you know, get ideas on how we can do things different. It's a great resource. I mean,
the big topic of the conversation that I found out, too, was also how do you make money at this? And honestly,
because we don't,
we're not really in this to make money. Some people would like to make a living at this.
This is all fun for us.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is a hobby.
This gives us an outlet, a creative outlet that we wouldn't normally have.
What I like about it is we get to go out, we drink really good beer, sometimes,
and we try and, you know,
and we
get the normal beer. Yeah, we're trying to educate the normal beer drinker.
Exactly, we're trying to get some of the
we're trying to get
the
Mike
drinkers.
The sound guy to drink better beer.
Which, according to the face he just made, I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
I doubt it. I've been trying to get him to drink the foo-foo beers for a long time, and he ain't into that at all.
But, yeah, it was a good time. If you know, if our listeners out there, we don't know where everyone's from yet, but check out our website. We're going to have links to the main PodCamp.
What's our website? URL, Spoon?
ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Where we drink it.
because we love to drink.
So you don't have to.
And that too.
Yeah.
And even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
Exactly. That's the tagline I was looking for. Thanks.
So, yeah, check out our site. In fact, click on the one for the blog. That's where you're going to find most of our information. And go check out the forums. We're going to have links to everything there. Like, seriously, just if it's in your area, check it out.
Even if it's not, check it out.
Yeah, it's well, there's one coming up in Philly.
Right.
And then there's and it's, they're all
there's
over the country
Toronto
right now.
Toronto Pod Camp coming up?
Coming up 23rd of February,
I think that's the next one, yeah. I don't know, wait.
Well, it's easy to remember because let's see. My birthday is Ash Wednesday.
Wow.
So that would mean the 23rd would be a Friday.
And
yeah, go figure. My birthday is Ash Wednesday this year.
He's the only Catholic heathen I know. Okay. And, other than Mike the sound guy.
And yeah, but I have the outfit to prove it.
You're pretend Catholics.
Oh. Although I am wearing a Pens jersey tonight, so in honor of my Pittsburgh Penguins playing the Buffalo Sabres.
Had to get Yay, that in there. Sports.
Yay, I'm on sports. I'm on sports.
Okay. All right, so we're going to finish this barley wine that we actually really, really like. This is the first barley wine I've actually thought was drinkable. And
do you want to go up and get the next beer, and I'll read some of the promotions that are going on here.
You got it.
Well, one thing that they have coming up is the Ho 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 Celebrate Christmas Early with Santa's Sexy Little Helpers. Ashley and Vanessa would like to invite you to Jekyll and Hyde, December 2nd, 2006. There's some beer specials with $2 Bud and Bud Light, and even $3.50 Evil Drinks from 10 till midnight. Music by DJ Don. Check that stuff out. Party starts at 8 p.m., and you must be 21, of course. If you are listening to our show, just like to put this out there that we do suggest that you are of legal drinking age in the state or country that you are in. We do not condone underage drinking. And, yeah, if you call us and you're underage, prepare to be blasted. Another thing, too, is we're always open for listener feedback. So please feel free to send us an email, send us an audio file of a question you might have for us. We'll be more than happy to answer that. The web mail that you can send us to is myself is fatherspoon at shouldidrinkthat.com. We also have sickpuppy at shouldidrinkthat.com. Or even if you have a question for both of us, shoot it to webmaster at shouldidrinkthat.com, and it will be routed to one of us. Always looking for listener feedback. We're getting quite a few downloads per episode, so we know that somebody's getting our show. So if any of you have questions, feedback, if you like us, if you don't like us, if you want us to go fuck ourselves, whatever. You know what? We'll put it on the air. We will definitely read the email. We'll read the best emails that we get. Right now, we're not getting too many, which is why I'm suggesting this. I know you people are listening, so send us some emails. We know you guys are out there. You guys care. Hell, even if you don't care. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. So, man, Mike, would you like to get on the microphone? We've got an opening now. Sick Puppy is up at the bar right now getting us our next beverage for the evening. Oh, there he goes. Now the headphones are on. Now do you feel spiffy?
I feel spiffy. Holy crap. Wow. So, Spoon.
Yes, sir.
I got some news for you.
What's up?
I spent all day decorating the set of Christmas Catechism.
Really?
Really.
I am waiting to go see that.
It's going
to
be on the main stage at City Theater on the south side. That's where I work now.
Do they have a website for the City Theater?
They do. I believe it's citytheatercompany.org.
We'll look that up. We will have the link for that posted on the website.
And if not, you can Google that.
City Theater in Pittsburgh.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
I have Googled myself.
Dude.
And it's kind of disturbing some of the links that I found.
Wow.
Definitely some nice eye candy here tonight at the...
Ian's guys need some shirts that got your stinking names on it.
Actually, we got some shirts in it. If you go to cafepress.com/SIDT, you can find all of our swag.
Sweet. Dude, I totally love that logo. It is exactly the coolest thing I've ever seen. We need some stickers of that?
I have a bumper sticker made.
Okay, cool.
It's a little bit like that. It's got the beer background, but it has, you know, should I drink that on there. And, you know, that logo came up at random, too. We asked tons of people to help us, you know, make logos, and just none of them really seemed right. And then one day I'm just pissing around with Photoshop, and I was like, you know, I'm going to throw something together quick. And I sent it to him, and he's like, holy shit, that's it.
It's totally awesome.
And the best part was I was so just freaking buzz from the night before. It was disgusting.
Right on.
I wasn't hungover. I was just like, I was like that nice healthy buzz when you go into work at 7 in the morning. And you're like, you know what? I hope no one fucking calls me today, because if I get a tech call today, I'm going to say, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I'm not answering this shit. I'll escalate it to, like, you know, next group up.
If you don't know how to use the internet by now, shut off your computer.
Exactly. That's why I'm the web guy.
How long does it take Sick Puppy to get a beer?
I think if we start the time clock here, it could take a couple minutes.
Him's distracted by them titties.
The power of editing.
Oh, so I can't say titties?
You can say titties.
Oh, okay.
He probably doesn't want this on.
All right.
Right now, if we can imagine the conversation going on right now.
Yeah. Well, you look kind of tall for me, but I don't know, maybe. You got to lose that beard thing. Oh, here he comes.
We got to stop talking about him now. Would you like to see me bend over the bar a little bit more?
I need some of those snails from the bottom of the tank.
Oh, shit. Oh, he's back. Uh-oh. What's this? Oh, shit, he's bringing us glasses.
Those don't look like beer.
Yeah, they're empty. They're rocks glasses. We got little bottles.
Uh-oh. It's Beelzebub.
Oh, we're doing samples.
Oh.
You're going to have a lot of editing to do for what we just said while you weren't here.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, buddy, so what do we have going on here?
I am back with the... maybe the last beer of the evening. We might do one more. I'm not sure what the hell the sound guy was talking about me. You know, he's probably bashing me, I would assume.
It was pretty good. We had a good time.
But I have a job for the sound guy, actually. Go get through those two patrons over there.
Which one? Those two at the bar?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we got the DJ coming in, so we got to step it up here.
We got to step it up and finish this review, man. So, our next
all
beer...
All right, we got two guys coming up here.
Our next beer is Beelzebub, and Spoon's going to tell you about that. Yeah, and we actually have two strangers coming up. They're going to taste this beer with us. Me and Spoon have had this beer before, and I love this beer. And especially because, I mean, look at the top of the neck of that, guys. It says big, fat 13%. It's 15% in the U.K., but they do an alcohol by weight, not by volume. So if you do an alcohol by volume on the UK version, it works out to be pretty much 13%. So,
and surprisingly, this is the only one that we actually have notes on right now. Rate Beer has this one as a 40, but Beer Advocate an 81. I'm leaning more towards the Beer Advocate one on this.
Yeah.
For those of you unfamiliar with Beelzebub.
Yeah, tell them about it while I finish my barley wine.
Well, it's a very unique golden ale in the world because it comes in at 13% alcohol by volume. It is top fermented all malt filtered ale. Its pungent taste, don't take that to heart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a result of a variety of yeast and mixture from three different malts. Take that one to the bank. No extra alcohol is added to the natural process, nor water is removed to increase its strength. This is delicious. Trust
yeah, it's a kick-ass
this
beer.
Golden ale has a complex aroma which almost defines description.
Defies.
I can fucking read right now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. With its fullness flavor overwhelming the warming sensation of alcohol, this is a perfect sinful dessert.
I love this beer. I mean, like I said, I've had this before, and I purposely put this on this show because it's really hard to find in the Pittsburgh area. This is the only bar I know of in Pittsburgh that still sells this. And I got to find out who the distributor is so I can get it.
The characteristics of this is a complex, smooth, almost fluffy, starting...
Wait, you said fluffy.
I said fluffy. Fuck you.
What the hell?
Fuck you, I said fluffy.
It's not very manly, Spoon.
Starting candy-ish with peppery alcohol flavors, finishing surprisingly dry. So we've got some people here that are going to try this with us.
And
it's all good.
Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself, talking to the mic.
My name is Keith from Pittsburgh.
I'm Tim from Pittsburgh.
We got locals.
Are you guys craft beer drinkers at all? Or I saw you guys had an old skull splitter over there. Is that a regular?
I actually just like to try different things. I mean, if I'm going to have an opportunity to try something that's not at a regular bar, I like to, you know, experiment a little bit. So.
You liking the old skull splitter?
He actually drank the skull splitter. I liked it better than my heresy, but I like the heresy.
I did
too.
Like that.
Which heresy were you drinking?
That's Weyerbacher. Makes the heresy.
The Weyerbacher heresy. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Have you had this somewhere else other than this
drinking here?
Oh, Beelzebuth?
Other than here, then?
This is the only place in Pittsburgh I know you can still get this beer. Roland's in the Strip used to sell it, and they stopped selling it. And you can't even find this at a beer distributor, so I got to find out where these guys get this shit. Because I will buy this by the case.
You want this guy to try it?
For his beer.
The sound man stole my beer.
He's looking for it under his computer.
Like, why the hell is my beer? All right, guys. Let's
when
see
in doubt, look underneath the laptop, you dumbass.
I figured I might have spilled it. I've licked it off the table before, so what the fuck? Cheers, you bastards.
Cheers,
good to meet you, man. See what you think.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
fucking delicious.
You guys like it? Yeah.
That's real good.
I mean, it's a thick beer, man. It's heavy.
I think the only other 13% beer I had was, what's that they had at the, Wood Elf? Something Elf.
Mad Elf?
The Mad Elf.
Mad Elf. Yeah, that's a seasonal. Beer, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a Troganator. Is that a...
Is that Troganator?
Trogue, or...
Made from the
Trogue Brewing, yeah.
Trogue Brewery, right, in Harrisburg.
I keep thinking of the Troganator, the Doppelbock. That's my favorite, so that's
8.2%
stuck in my head.
Block,
yes.
Baby.
Which they have here at Jekyll and Hyde's, and you guys should try it.
What is it?
It's Troganator. It's a Doppelbock.
Oh, okay.
It's a kick-ass beer. It's a great
thick,
beer.
But it's definitely good.
Yeah, it's all, well, it's not as thick as the Beelzebuth.
Yeah.
The only thing that offended me about this beer, and the people that know me, I apologize. I am drinking a goddamn French beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man, it's the only fucking good thing to come out of France, in my opinion.
The only good thing that came out of France. It's all right.
But damn, it's a good beer, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's very good.
Sweet.
All right, well, I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, no problem, man. Drink on. Hey, you guys got anything left in that bottle?
Drink it. Go ahead.
They're running back over to the table.
Take it.
It's mine, goddammit. Hey, come here. Well, before you drink that, since there's only a little bit left in the bottle, you got to chug it for us.
Oh, that's no problem, brother.
Down it, brother.
Oh, he's chugging it.
He's absolutely. Oh, look at that. That was beautiful.
It'll make you take He's back slanted. Shit you never stole.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
So there you go.
You got some outside opinion on the Beelzebuth.
Absolutely love the Beelzebuth.
Beelzebuth.
That's delicious.
This is a great beer.
All right, so how are we doing on time there, buddy?
We're about done. This is our last beer.
Well, last beer that we're reviewing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because we're still drinking.
We are ahead of the DJ at the bar for this evening.
There is a DJ that comes in here. He's at least in here on Friday night, and he's in here about 10 o'clock or so, which is pretty cool. And he plays some pretty good music. He definitely has a nice mix of tunes that he plays here. We were in here a couple weeks ago, and oh, my dear God, yeah, he had a nice mix of, like, 80s, 90s, everything. It's a good time.
All right, Spoon, so we've had a couple outside opinions on the Beelzebuth, and they loved it.
Everyone seems to like it, so
it's a great beer.
Chance,
you know,
fucking check this out. This is good beer.
This is a beer that people are afraid to buy. I mean, look at the label. It's got Satan on it, for Christ's sake.
And Satan should not deter you from buying a good beer. That usually means it's a good beer.
It is a heavier beer, so if you're a lighter beer drinker, this is not the one to start with. You know, go with Shiner and then move up to this.
Kill yourself if you're drinking that
Shiner shitty Texas crap. But all right, Spoon, what do you say we wrap this show up, man?
That sounds good to me. We have a lot of beer to drink up at the bar, and, well, we're not going to drag you guys along for this because we've already made you pay attention for an hour in the last couple shows.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is going to be like a short one for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, just seeing here if we have anything else we need to talk about.
Yeah, go for it, man. Let's wrap this up and finish it, man.
Well, if you are in the local area and you do want to check out Jekyll and Hyde on Sundays, you can watch the Steelers game on their new 100-inch screen television.
They also have a free lunch screen, man.
Yeah, it's the same thing you were talking about. It's the lunch buffet and everything else and the drink specials. So check it out. They really don't have a website from what I've seen, but if you go to
barsmart.com.
Barsmart.com.
Check out the ratings, and they have photographs of the place there, and we'll have some on our site as well. But
and just so you guys know, if you're down here and you're looking for some specials, on Monday they have $2.50 Jack Daniels and $2 Coors Light bottles. Plus, it's free pool. Hey, till they 11 till
the
they
only
close.
Time we'll ever pimp football beer because we love this bar.
Tuesday, you've got $2 Miller Lights and $2 Evil Shots plus karaoke. On Wednesday, it's $1.50 Budweiser and Bud Light and $2 Southern Comfort plus it's country DJ, karaoke, and line dancing.
Which,
yeah.
That kind of freaked me out when I first started coming here, Spoon, is, you know, look at this place. It's Halloween themed all year round.
Yeah, but have you seen the girls that do country line dancing?
No.
Haw.
Dirty, dirty, dirty little whores.
They do the two-step at an evil bar. It's just weird.
Thursday nights we have $1 Coors Light bottles and $3 bombs. Plus, it's a special guest bartender. You know, if you do a decent job.
$3 bombs?
$3 bombs.
Oh, my God, that's way cheaper than I can get in Iraq.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sick puppy moment.
Sorry.
I apologize. Wait. I don't apologize. What the hell am I saying?
On Fridays they have...
Fuck it. If you don't think it's funny, kill yourself.
Shut up.
I had to recover. I'm sorry.
On Friday, you've got $1 Yuengling bottles and $2 Captain Morgan, plus DJ Steve-O, who will not talk to us. And then on Saturdays, it's $2 Budweiser and Bud Light and $3.50 Evil Drinks with DJ Dawn. I bet you he would come and talk to us.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You don't talk to us, we slam your ass. So fuck all, y'all.
That'd be a great DJ, but come on now. It's free pimping. What do you want? All
so,
right, man.
For shouldidrinkthat.com beer reviews, this is the most Reverend Father Spoon.
And this is the recently ordained Reverend Sick Puppy.
Saying, have a great night. Cheers.
Kill yourself.
And remember, always drink responsibly.
Even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to. We out.
Later.
Bitches!
I said the B word.